All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with my talented co-host, Elena Sweetster, and we are back behind the camera. Sorry for you guys having to watch us, but hopefully we give you some content that you like to listen to. And
do the audio version.
Give us
a few more months in the gym.
Get on Spotify and listen to us in the car. It's much better for you, I promise
you.
But again, we just wanted to thank you guys for continuing to support us and continuing to follow up with us to make sure we are still engaged in doing the podcast, which we are.
We are.
Life hit us the last couple months, especially Ms. Sweetser here with her real estate. And, you know, but we understood that we needed to get back on track and we needed to be consistent and be on the platform. Yeah. And it means a lot to us for the people that actually do get something out of this and do want to hear us.
And I think it just proves the point that we are real people. This is not a real job. We're not in it for the money. We're in it for
the message.
The message and the belief of what we want to give out to the world.
Well, where we see the world going, and
yeah.
we think that in a lot of avenues, it's gone backwards, and we haven't progressed. I think we've confused movement with progress, and I think in a lot of cases, getting back to some traditional values and getting back to being real, building real relationships, building real friendships, mm-hmm. having real conversations. And real experiences is what life is about, and it's less about being fake and being all over social media. And here I am using social media
We're not using social media anymore. Amber, shout out to you. She's going to take over. So if it looks a lot better, we stepped up our game.
Her game. I had nothing to do with any of it because I'm not good enough. So Elena did amazing. If you wouldn't want to see what would have been put out if I would have attempted to do it. So
I don't even know if he would have known how to post anything.
My cousin's laughing back there. I'm forced to get TikTok and I'm forced to get Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we're on TikTok now.
Yeah, so I have, you know, from our social director's advice that we need to get on that platform. And, again, going against everything I stand for. But we're going to use it, hopefully,
and Ryan and
for
I,
good.
Yeah, we told Amber, you just tell us what to do. We'll be like, okay. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's like, just get up there and talk like you normally do. And I guess I like to hear my own voice, so I talk a lot. So
here we are.
But thank you guys again. And again, to Elena's point is, you know, we wanted to get back on here, and it just proved real world, right? Yeah. It's easy to back burner things. It's easy for you to gravitate towards what's keeping you very, very busy. And we do that in life with everything that we do, right?
Yeah.
You can back burner your health. You can back burner relationships, friendships. Oh, actually, you're reaching out to that person. It's been forever. It's just easy to get stuck in a rut and back burner things. But if you want to change, you've got to change.
Yeah. What did I just post like a couple of weeks ago? I was like, what you're changing... Well, you're not changing, you're choosing.
You're
right.
Correct.
I did say that. And I saw that on a reel somewhere.
Yeah.
But we have a couple of updates about the podcast. Correct me if I'm wrong, Amber. We're now going to be posting on Wednesdays.
We're going to do a hump day.
Hump day with the casual conversation.
Help you push. Get over that edge. Get over that edge and get to your weekend.
Like we already said, we're on TikTok now. We're going to go back to our weekly postings.
We are. And like I said, it's going to be consistent, and we're going to get the messaging out there, and again, it's something that we believe in deeply, and you know, we're not going to let this thing fizzle out.
No.
We're going to find, and we tried different formats, but I think that we just found this was best. It was the most genuine, and if this is the messaging that we wanted to get out, then this we needed to do it the way that we started it.
Exactly. And we're technically less than a year of podcasting, so I didn't expect us to be like viral with our podcast, but you never know. I don't know. But today I want to talk to Ryan about a fresh topic off the brain of mine, because I know you and I share the same values. And for those who are tuning in new, we are good friends. His wife is one of my best friends. He's been married 20 years.
Yep.
I've been married 8 years this month with my husband. So we have pretty strong values on how we see marriage and our families. So I've started to watch the Mormon, what is it again, Amber? I'm sorry, Mormon Wives,
Secret Housewives. Secret Wives of Mormon Wives.
That. Okay. And so my friend was talking to me about it, so I tuned into it last night, and it pissed me off. Like, every 5 minutes I'm texting, I'm like, this is wrong with society. I'm pretty much in there, and they're all young, right? They're still in their 20s. And, you know, she's like, she and her husband are on a separation, living, not living together, because he doesn't support her TikTok.
Okay.
Right? And so then he came back into the season two and is leaving. They moved to Arizona. They're the Utah moms or whatever. He left, what is it, doctor school or medical school?
Medical school, yeah.
And to support her TikTok, and she even said, that's not enough.
Well, my question would be, what is she sacrificing for him?
Well, and she said, I'm choosing mom talk. So how can you expect your marriage to be anything? How can, if you choose something over your marriage will not survive.
Right? Yeah, it's, I mean, it's got disaster written all over it. We know it's going to end.
But that's how all these kids think now.
Well, and again, like we've talked about this before, there's no trust in society because everyone believes they're in it for themselves. And that's why, you know, when I talk about, like we just said earlier, you know, is, you know, seeing progress or seeing movement as progress, and in reality it's not. And, you know, again, I come from more traditional values, and I buy into more traditional values. I understand that that's not the world we live in today, so you have to adapt. I think being adaptable is huge, and that's in business, or as you progress in your relationships, adaptability is huge. But the core values have got to be there, and I think what our kids see today is the wrong values. They're focused so much on themselves. There's no us, there's no we, it's me. What can I get, what can I gain, what can I make? How do I, you know, brand myself to be about myself? And they don't bring in...
We're not raising any leaders, we're raising followers.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we brought it up before, like, you look at the kids, they all dress the same, they all wear the same crap, they all talk the same, like the trending verbiage they use. And it's like, we're not raising leaders anymore.
Right. And I told my daughter the same thing, you know, and we had this conversation. And again, I have no idea what it's like to try to be a teenage girl and fit in today's world. I just know that I'm very, you know, I would say I'm more strict, more of a strict parent in general, but I do that by design. And it's because I know how much awfulness is out there every single day. And I know what content my kids are consuming every single day. And I'm trying to do the best I can to offset some of that thing that, and let them know that's not reality.
Right.
What you're watching is not real. This is not what life's about. This is not the kind of character you want to be. This is not the kind of person you want to be. Now, some of it's entertaining, for sure. Some of it's funny, for sure.
Yeah.
I get a lot of chuckles out of some of it as well. So I can understand the entertainment value that comes with it. But I also understand that it's not, I think, when, you know, as your kids maturing and older, they're going to realize it's not the path.
Right. And I think Cole and I, and you and Allison are doing it correctly. We're also just leading by example, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to talk about this, but I will. My son hugged my body and smacked my booty the other day and right in front of my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. And they're like, because they see daddy do it all the time. But I'm like, you know, that's the thing. It's like, he sees us love each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's the same with you. And we talked about, you know, the ups and downs you go through marriage. Obviously, you don't want your kids to see the downs, but you want to see that hard times do happen, but you always come back to each other, right?
Yeah. And I think with, you know, Allison and I, we just, when we got married, we were all in, and we were all in on what we wanted to do. And again, you know, again, we don't judge people. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's been all, you know, roses and peaches and cream for me and Allison over 20 years.
Rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, there you go. Rainbows and whatever analogy you want to use.
With sprinkles on top.
Yeah. The cherry too. but no, I mean, Allison, that's what makes the relationship stronger. And again, I think we said it before, and I agree with it 1,000%. It's literally just two people that refuse to give up on one another. And my number one priority in my life is my wife.
Yeah.
I love her to death, and she's my favorite human being on this earth. So I look at it as, if I go all in on her, she goes all in on me, what are we going to accomplish together? And I just feel like for us, and again, I'm just speaking from my own experiences on the life that I have, and I feel like I live a very blessed one. I'm grateful for every day that I have because I have that kind of life, but we try to go all in on each other, and career, kids, all of those things come secondary to her. And I feel like everything else, any other priorities for her, become secondary. And to use your example at the beginning of this podcast with this show that you're watching, it's going to show you that maybe that, I'm not judging her, She just may have not been ready for marriage, right? She still needed to figure herself.
Young.
Yeah, she needed to still figure herself out. She wants to go do this thing, and you know, we know young single people. Go enjoy your life. No one's saying rush into getting married. No one's saying rush into having a family. No one's saying that. Well, but when you make the decision and you make the choice, this is really what I want to do. If you don't go all in, guys, you're setting yourself up for a massive fall. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be painful, and it's going to hurt a lot of people along the way. And I think that's just not me.
But I think the young generation is getting married too soon because it's the cool thing to flash the ring. Our social media now.
It's all for that.
How they have, I mean, I forgot who it was. They did almost $100,000 wedding. $100,000 wedding.
Go buy a house.
And it's like, what? Why? It's just so they could post online, like, all the flashy stuff, you know? It's like, we just have everything wrong.
We have everything wrong. And we have everything wrong, and our priorities are so messed up in so many ways.
But we all crave attention, it seems, or we wouldn't be posting the crap that we post on social media. You know, if you're in a fake... if you and your husband are struggling, or you know you're not being a good friend or whatever, but you're posting these things to contradict how you really are in life, then you know you're missing something.
Well,
right?
That's what it is. And, you know, I think the reason why you and I can get on here and talk the way we talk and do it for the right reasons, I could care less if anything ever comes out of this except for helping people.
Right. Well, you know, Gary Vee. We're going to be Gary Vee.
Gary Vee. We're coming
for
you, buddy.
Oh, day one of shout-out.
Day one. Day one. Day one. Amber! Yeah, we are going to get, because I say Gary Vee because I believe in his messaging. Yeah. I believe in what he says. I believe in the principles that he has. He understands today's world. He understands that social media is never going to end.
He's just a real guy.
But he's doing it for the right reasons. And it's the same thing that you and I are doing. But you cannot, I don't think you can be that person if you're missing something. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in my life I feel that I'm missing. I've got health as much as I don't look healthy right now, but so far I still have health. My family and my kids have health. We've got a great family unit. We have a lot of love for each other. We drive each other crazy every single day, but it's our crazy.
Yeah.
You know, especially teenage kids, and I see now why my parents hated me growing up as a teenager because of all the extra stress that's put on there. But we just want people to have the life that we have. Mm-hmm. And we understood it takes a lot of work, but it also takes a massive amount of loyalty, and it takes a massive amount of dedication. And you have to dedicate, you have to work on your marriage and your family as hard as you work on anything in your life. And I truly believe putting that work in is going to pay you back tenfold, because things are going to happen for you in your life, and people are going to be envious of it. And they're going to say, oh my gosh, it must be so nice.
Yeah.
They're going to be jealous of this. Oh, they got so lucky. No.
But who cares about the jealousy? Like, get yourself away from those people.
We just put our priorities. We got our priorities in line.
Yeah.
And that's really what I try to. I mean, I screw up and make mistakes every single day. But I look at those as life lessons, and I don't look at it as, who can I blame?
I agree. And I think that's the thing that people don't, when you hit the keyword is work. They don't realize anything you do in life will come with work. And like, it's kind of like something I tell my son all the time, like when he misbehaves, I'm like, why did you do that? Did you need attention? And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, buddy, you're going to get attention no matter what. You just have to decide if you want bad attention or you want good attention. Bad attention comes with consequences. Good attention gets my attention, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
We can do things like watch a movie together or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing, I think, with people. They realize, like, you're going to have to put the work in either way. So you have to choose. Do you want to put the work in for this life, or you want to put the work in being fake? Because it's a lot of work.
It is. And
to live a life that you know, like, you're constantly having to make up all the time.
And how much easier is life when you're just honest and truthful and the person that you truly are? And that's really, guys, what this platform is about for us. And, you know, I think that's why we decided, you know, we needed to get back on track of doing what we were doing that became successful, what made people want to listen. And again, thank you for all 7 or 8 of you that are continuing to support
70,
us.
We got 70 followers.
Oh, 70 followers. 70 followers and growing, thanks to Amber. but it's getting the right messaging out there, but it's also putting good out in the world.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to hear things from real people that are still in the grind with you every single day. And we understand being in business, being an employee, being a husband or a wife, being a father or a mother, there's so many challenges that come up every day. And what most people do is they crawl up in a ball and they quit. That's not Elena and I. We don't have it in us. And that's why we're relaunching this thing, and I think we're going to come back better, and bigger than ever. But we're doing it because we care about other people, and I want people. I want to create a community of people that are pushing each other to be better. And I think a lot of people that listen recognize they need to be better, but most people don't ever change. Mm-hmm. And you know, talking to Elena and the people that are around me, I always feel like I need to change, and yeah. I gotta.
Well, you're constant because you're not. You change age every year, which means you change life every year.
I'm getting younger and better. I don't know what you're talking about.
Benjamin Button over here.
Yeah, I need to be. I need to be. I'm going to 120. That's my goal. Oh my 120.
You go.
Today's technology. Today's a little Gary Brecka.
He'll be 80 when he hits 120.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why I got the cold plunge. It's all starting with the cold plunge. Now I love food too much, so that's the problem.
We talked about this the other day because I'm like
food, wine, and bourbon.
Because it says you want to be wealthier in life, you need to be healthier in life. And I said that to Ryan. I go, F word.
Yeah, because we don't practice it.
But that's
right?
The problem is because you and I are the same. We get so caught up in the drive of building this business because I've exploded these last few months. So I've just engulfed myself in my business.
Yeah.
And what have I done in the meantime during it? I've left my personal care behind.
But you should, again, like it goes back to this, right? Something has to give. Something has to sacrifice. So it's all about, we talk about time management. We talk about what we prioritize in life and what we actually, now again, if health was, and again, I'm talking to myself here. This is Ryan talking to Ryan.
Oh, he's talking.
That if it was that important to me, I would change.
Prioritize it.
I would change it. I would change my life on, I need to get healthier. I'm going to eat right. I'm not going to drink alcohol. I'm going to get more sleep. I'm going to get more exercise.
That's my issue lately is sleep.
Yeah, but you haven't made it because what ends up happening is the real estate has pulled you, right? So you have to have this balance. But when you look at the success that Elena's having today, and I think we should touch base on this because you mentioned it. This is a very different version of Elena than she was a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think about how much you've grown personally, that automatically translated to your professional life, right? Your real estate blew up because you became focused on being the
natural
best version of yourself, being real, not being fake. And we talked about this on one of the very first podcasts because you're talking about how you compete against these other realtors out there. And you're like, I know them personally, that they put fake stuff out there all the time. It's all about the flash.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that's showing up, you know, with half dressed. I don't want to be the person that is not, you're like, I want to be real. I want people to see me for me. And when you stop worrying about the result of how many houses am I going to sell? How many listings am I going to get? How many referrals am I going to get? You turned it around and said, I'm going to focus on Elena. I'm going to put out what I believe is the right version of myself. Mm-hmm. And for the people that accept it, great. And for the people that don't want anything to do with me, great. I wish you nothing but the best. Look what has happened.
That's what it says. I've always been a producer, but this level of production has been just insane, right?
And you're doing it in a rough market. Guys, ask most of you that are listening know another real estate agent out there. Ask them how good their business is going.
Yeah.
Interest rates are at the highest they've been in decades.
Yeah.
You're not seeing people move. Like my cousin is sitting over here behind the scenes watching us. She's trying to figure out how to buy her first house. How is she going to save doing that, right? It's a challenge out there for people to do it. Investors are going, why would I buy it when I can't cover the rent with my mortgage? And yet you have, at one point, I think 11 or 12 houses on the market. And then all of a sudden, the person that she was listing the house with says, you know, or she was selling the house for says, you know what? I want you to be on the flip side as well.
Yeah.
What is that saying?
Well,
what they're saying is
people
are buying into your character. They're not buying into the hoopla, which, again, most people know what real is.
Yeah.
They just are afraid to put it out there. We're putting ourselves out here every now and then. I don't care what people think about it. We're putting it out there because we believe in it.
I chose to watch Bluey with my son this morning instead of get dressed. Yeah. Sorry. I'm banking on you guys listening to the audio.
Mine's a lot easier. My outfit consists of about this look.
But
it takes about 17 seconds to get dressed.
But I was talking to my therapist last week, and I'm like, I just can't understand why good things are happening to me. Like, because I'm always skeptical, and I always self-destruct for some reason. I don't know why.
No, you're waiting for the boom. You're waiting for what's bad's going to come.
Right, and he's like, but why? And so I actually need to read one text. Because it makes sense, and I feel like most people will relate.
Most people will, because anytime anyone gets any momentum going on in their life, the first thing they think to themselves is, okay, what's going to come? What's coming to take this away, right? And guess what? If something comes that's harder, now the version of yourself, now you can handle those things more head on, right? You can be the buffalo, as I talk about all the time. Just face it and move on with life.
Yeah.
It's the hard things are going to come to you all the time.
Yeah.
The more you progress in life, the easier those things are to overcome. And that's where I feel like I'm, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And people will look and say, Ryan, you've got a successful career, you've got good things, and it's like, but I'm nowhere near what I'm capable of doing. I'm more focused on what am I capable of doing, and how do I get to the version of hitting that.
Growth mindset is, it has to be a constant if you want to live a happy, successful life, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's always what I said. I'm always thinking, okay, but when is it going to crash and burn? Like, is this a joke on me? And he goes, nothing ever really falls apart on its own. It's always a result of something else, like a push in the direction followed subsequent pushes in that direction. It's never spontaneous with no cause. Seeing things would only fall apart if you made the decisions and the choices that led to that direction.
Spot on.
And so if you think about it, like, take the emotion out, look at the factual part of that, you're like, right, so if I keep making these actions to keep receiving the things that I earn, that I work hard for, I'm going to keep earning and receiving the things that I'm working for.
Yeah, but
if I stop doing those things and sit in a corner of fear,
yeah,
right, then yeah, I'm letting go of that natural flow.
Well, fear is a big part of everyone's life, right? And I think seeking comfort is a big thing too. I think a lot of people get in these ruts where they're like, oh my gosh, I've been in the same job for a decade, mm-hmm. and like, I hate it. I hate going to work every day. I don't like what I get paid. I don't like my role. I'm not enjoying, I don't feel like I'm contributing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just going through the motions every day. But they don't change it because of the fear of, but what does that mean for me personally? I have to pay bills. I have mm-hmm. all this going on. And you make these excuses in your head of, okay, why do I keep doing this? Mm-hmm. And you know, all of a sudden you look up, and that's where I try to refuse to be. Is you look up and go, I just gave back 10 years, and I lost mm-hmm. 10 years of my life living the same day mm-hmm. for 10 years that I hated, but I was so scared to change because that means I would have to change. So I just get content mm-hmm. and I get comfortable. Oh, you know what? My life's actually not that bad. I have a roof over my head. I get to go out to eat every now and then. I get to, you know, go on a trip here and there. And they start teaching themselves, like,
this yourself
is,
up.
Yeah, exactly. And you,
but it also depends on, like, we've talked about this multiple times, it depends on who you surround yourself with, right?
Yes.
Like, whenever our group of friends gets together, we're just talking about booking a trip to Italy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we're just playing games. All of a sudden, we're like, should we talk about booking a trip to Italy?
Like,
should we talk about going to see the Mumford & Sons?
Yeah, let's go.
It's got a country to see them. Why not?
Yeah.
But, like, because we're always thinking about things we want to do with each other. We're not just like, you guys want to go to the bar tonight? You know what I mean? Like,
well, we're not focused. Yeah, but we're also
that's our group of friends.
It is. And I think for us, I give very little thought to the paycheck.
Yeah.
I give very little thought to what am I going to get monetarily from this. I look at it as that stuff will come. Mm-hmm. That stuff will end up coming naturally because of the person I try to be. And
no, that's not the person you try to be. I think it's the person that you are.
Well, right? I am, but I still want to grow. What I'm talking about is I still want to keep growing, right? I mean, again, guys, there's a lot of things I do wrong every day. There's things I want to be more patient. I want to be more loving towards my kids. I want to be less stressed. I want to, ride the kids as hard as that I do on certain things because I'm trying to put this protective bubble around them and let them be kids. So, but I recognize these things about myself. And
that's how you're different from then who you were 10 years ago.
Correct. And, 100%. And I think, the fact you and I always want to grow as people, and, you know, I think that hopefully for the people that are listening to us, all 70 of you, thank you. And growing, thanks to Amber, we're going to
meet Gary Vee someday.
Yeah, we are. And he's going to say, hey, these people put out the right messaging, and they did it for the right reasons, and they did it because they wanted to help people.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want for this podcast is we want a community of people that are constantly going to be pushing each other to be better. And I want people to push me to be better. The people that are listening, hey, talk about this. Or, hey, I disagree with the comment you made. I'm fine with that. I love hearing those things because
let's have a conversation.
Yeah, that's how we grow. And, I'm glad that we're getting back on track with this.
Yeah.
And you guys have our commitment. We're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to put this out there. I think we're going to do it in a lot more fun way. And I think we're going to have a lot more
relaxed
laughs.
Way.
Yeah, more relaxed way. We want you guys to get to know us more personally.
Yeah.
We get it behind the camera, and a lot of it has to just gravitate towards motivation and, you know, business and all those things, and that's great. And we hope you guys get a lot of that out of that as well. But we do it because we want you to realize, you know what? What can I change about myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got people that I can listen to that are dealing with the same grind that we are. Right? This is not. We do this as on the side. We have full time careers, full time families. And we're in the grind with you every day. So who better to talk about navigating certain situations, and the people that are doing this dealing with the same
stuff. Because, I mean, there's some people like, love Mel Robbins. It's Mel Gibbons. What's her name?
Mel Robbins. She's awesome.
Well, you know, like, Tony is a Tony Robbins.
Gary Vee. Tony Robbins.
Mel Robbins, Tony Robbins.
All these.
All you little Robinies. Yeah. But they're not in our shoes in today's society, right? They were at one point, but we're in it now. So we relate to the people who are in it now.
But we're also going to be hopefully show you guys
like,
what
come
you guys
with us to the other side.
Right, and how you could overcome it, right? I mean, this took a lot. You know, getting on a camera and, you know, posting stuff on Facebook and people that I don't know for years, you know you're going to be judged.
Yeah.
You know that people are going to make comments. You know people are going to talk smack about you. Like, oh, that's just Ryan and Alana talking to somebody. Yeah. What do they know?
But what have we done that you haven't?
Right. And exactly. For me, I literally have zero cares. And when you get to that point in your life where you truly do not care about what other people think, and you're focused on your unit, your people, the people that are around you. And it's like, guys, whoever wants to listen, listen. If you don't, we wish you nothing but the best. I hope you have a great life. But if you feel like we can help you in some way, or we can relate to you in some way, then hopefully you continue to share us, like us, listen to us. You know, again, if you have to watch us, unfortunately, on YouTube. But
can AI edit our bodies? Yeah.
Oh yes, thank God.
I might do this shirtless one time,
and I'll have Amber give me a nice six pack, a nice all right, she was talking about Zac Efron. Right?
Oh, yeah,
give me that Zac Efron body. Let's show you that it can still be done.
Yeah, do that please.
Yeah.
Can you make my eyelashes bigger and my brows bolder?
Don't do that, guys. Don't be fake. Real.
Listen, this is who we are. We're gonna bring this message back in the world, so join us next week, the following weeks, invite your friends and family.
Yes.
We're excited to be back.
And for the people that have stuck with us and continue to reach out to us via text message, they've hit us up, or phone calls, hey, are you guys still doing this thing? It actually means a lot to me because it means that you actually see value in what we're bringing, and that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're all ears as well. If you guys, if there are things you guys want us to talk about, or if there's subjects that you're struggling with and you think that, hey, I want to hear their advice, hit us up. We'll talk about it.
Yep.
And we're always looking for new things to talk about. And as you can tell, I like to hear myself talk. So, you know,
I'm a person of the podcast.
And Amber's telling me that, you know, wrap this thing up.
I gotta go show a house analyst report, so I gotta go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We will catch you on the next episode. Thank you again from the bottom of our heart for the loyalty. It means the world to us. And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
See ya.